Are you ready to take your child on a journey to discover their Indian roots?
Yay!
Introducing Chimes, the ultimate audio platform for young minds aged 3 to 15. At Chimes, we believe in the power of storytelling to connect children to their cultural heritage. From captivating folk tales to colorful festivals to mesmerizing history, Chimes brings the rich stories of Indian traditions to life. So connect your child to their Indian roots with us. Download the app today and start the journey. Search Chimes Kids Audio Stories and Podcasts app on Apple or Google Play Store. Chimes, audio that inspires.
This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
In this episode of Chimes Bookshelf, the next book in the series of Beatrix Potter's books, and it is called The Tale of Ginger and Pickles. Ginger is a yellow tomcat. And Pickles is a terrier dog. And you know what? They are not enemies like dogs and cats normally are. They are friends. They are partners and they operate a village shop which sells a lot of goods. And a few important things that they sell are handkerchiefs, which are red spotty, sugar, snuff, and goloshes. And like mice are afraid of cats, the mice which come in the shop are afraid of Ginger, and the rabbits are scared of Pickles. Now what they do is, they don't know how to do business. So they give a lot of credit to their customers. And there comes a day that their shop starts turning to be empty. They don't get any money, and in the end, they're forced to pick things from their own shop and eat, and eventually they also get over. And when there is a problem arising anywhere, comes the villain. And the villain here is none other than the cat, Tabitha Twitchit. She makes use of the situation and gets all the customers that Ginger and Pickles had. What happens later? Is there any alternate career that these two friends take up? Or do they try to reopen their shop? For this, you have to pick up a copy of the book and read it. Yes. This book has amazing illustrations which are done by Beatrix Potter. Initially, when she published the book, it was a long book because she had a lot of descriptions, lot of illustrations, but later it was published as a standard copy. And the themes which she has spoken about is the celebration of village life, where people are really humble, good-hearted, they have a good will and they like to help people. And how together they bring down a person who tries to act clever. Yes. So do pick up a copy of this book and read it. And wait for our next episode for reviews and recommendation of another book. Listen to other episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Chimes Bookshelf.
Wow.